visiting tonight. Their kids went to Teens Pick, and we had a great time. And I'm not going to take much time at all up here. For those who don't know, we were up in Gaylord, Michigan at Grace Baptist Church. They've hosted the same youth conference called Teen Spectacular for 28 years. And God has done a great work in that church and in that conference. We've been going. This was our fourth year going, and it was a wonderful time. Great activities, phenomenal preaching, and many decisions made. And I'm looking forward to tonight. They have a song we want to sing for you. The conference starts on Thursday about noon, but we go up a day early on Wednesday just so we can get a good night's rest and we can get prepared. We don't have to worry about driving early in the morning. Thursday, it's about a three-hour drive north, and we can get good rest. We go to the Wednesday night church service at Grace Baptist Church, and one of the guest preachers for the conference always preaches that Wednesday night service for Grace, and he preached on Jesus, just a whole message about how good Jesus is. And we were talking this morning about what should we sing. And one of the teens mentioned a song, and we're going to sing it for you. And really, it's a short chorus. I wanted to pick a short song so that we have so many testimonies. So they're going to sing this song, and then we'll start with our testimony. Several that could not make it tonight for the sake of, I know Pastor mentioned sickness. We have a couple of our teens that aren't feeling well at all that are sick. We had a young lady today that moved this afternoon, and she couldn't make it, and some others that could not make it tonight, physically unable, and we missed them tonight. One of the young ladies, though, she just got saved a few weeks ago, and she was a friend of Mackenzie's that Miss Sheila has brought, and Anna came to church and was saved a few weeks ago and asked about going to Teens Pick. And we really didn't think she was going to be able to go because we gave her the packet to get signed the Sunday before Teens Pick. And we didn't expect her to come. She called me on Tuesday afternoon and said, "What should we wear tomorrow?" I said, "Well, I guess you are coming. Great." And but she had a great time, and she wanted me to read her testimony. So I'm going to start with hers since she couldn't make it tonight, and then we'll go through the rest of our teenagers. When you get a drink of water, my throat is... I led singing at Teens Pick. I get to do every year, and I'm a maniac, and I yell and scream a lot and have a great time, so my voice is a little hoarse. So I wanted to... I'm trying to save it for this night. This is her testimony. It says, "From the time I was 3 to the time I was 12, I was abused physically and mentally. I was told I was a mistake and that I was worthless. When I was 6, I started praying and asking God to take me out. One thing I did not know is that it takes God a little bit, not immediately to answer my prayers. So when he didn't answer my prayers, I became an atheist. When I was 12, I finally got the courage to tell my dad that my mom was hurting me, and God answered my prayer, but I thought that it was all done. So I stayed atheist, and I was cutting myself, starving myself, because I wanted my mom to love me. I attempted to kill myself. But then on Valentine's Day, a very good friend, Mackenzie, in our youth group, asked me to go to church. So I did, and I got saved. I have not been depressed. I have not tried to take my life or cut myself. I'm happy. I'm happy because I have come back to my Father, and I broke my walls down. My Father will never stop loving me, even though I do not deserve it. And that was Miss Anna. So she'll be back with us next week. She had a funeral to go to tonight. And she really, really wanted to be here. But we'll see her, Lord willing, on Wednesday night. Our next testimony tonight is from Miss Amy Deer. So come on up. And teenagers, as I as one's going down, I'll call up the next one and come right down. And so Amy can...
So this was my second and last year going to Teen Spec. And I want to thank every one of you who paid for a teen and prayed. It wouldn't have been the same without any of the teens being there. Each one was important. And the prayers were really important. And we all needed them. And it was a lot of fun. I got to go tubing, which was awesome. And I accidentally, while I was sleeping, got to beat up a girl. Literally. What happened was I was dreaming about something. I was doing this in my dream. And I woke up to Miss Angie's alarm. And I always turn off an alarm usually in my room. And it's always on my left. And Caitlin was on my left. So I woke up and I'm doing this to her. And I'm half asleep, half awake, apologizing. Like, nonstop. And so, yeah, but in my defense, I was half asleep. And so that was, like, one of my funny memories. The preaching was really great. Before I went, I was scared of going and didn't really want to go because every time I go to a youth conference or camp, it's always, God always works on my heart to be a witness, and I'm scared to be a witness, and I worry what people, I don't want people mad at me, so I never do anything, I stay shy, and I keep back as best as I can, and I didn't want to go because I didn't want to promise I'll be a witness again just to break it when I got back home, so I was praying a lot that the Lord would help me love him. Because I couldn't do with it without loving him. I loved myself too much. And so I was praying that the Lord would work on me in that area. And that he would take my heart. Because I always try and convict my own heart of stuff I know I'm not doing that I should. So I gave him my heart. Said I trusted him to work on it. And the very first message on Wednesday was all about Jesus. It wasn't about you just need to do this. It was Jesus, and how there was power in his name. So I prayed for help that I would praise his name and proclaim it, and that I would love him more. The next message, the next day, was about how we need to awaken our love for Jesus. And then it was about being consumed by Jesus. And it just seemed like all the messages were towards I will help you. My love is enough. You'll grow in your love for me. And he helped me. I still don't love him like I should. And I know now that I'm not going to be that perfect witness, that great witness right away. But I know I've taken a step, and Jesus is taking a step too. And that he's going to keep molding me. He's not going to give up at a youth conference. And that I can just grow in my love. He understands that it's not going to be like today and then I'll never make a mistake. He loves me even though I don't love him as much as I should. And he's going to keep helping me until that perfect love is made. And thank you, Lord. And thank you for your prayers, because I know without prayers, nothing amazing would have happened. Friday night wouldn't have happened, and God just spoke through every teen, and he even gave us the words to pray, and it's just all glory to God. It's nothing I've done, and it's just great what God can do, and thank you.
Amen. We love you, Amy. We love you very much. And isn't it good to hear that from future church members, right? Future servants of God, praise the Lord. Maya, come on up, Maya. Maya is one of our bus girls. They got to go this year, and we love Maya. I'm glad she got to come. She said her voice is going a little bit, so I said, hey, so is mine. So she'll do great. Come on.
Hi, I'm Maya, and I just wanted to thank you all for paying for me to go to Teen Spec. And we had a lot of prayers going on down in Gaylord at Teen Spec, and I got saved this week by Celine, but she doesn't go to this church, so. My favorite pastor that was preaching so much that I have got into for Jesus to be in my heart was Tony Shirley. He was preaching about don't be afraid to show that you love Jesus. And at that point, I just believed in him and fight for him instead of just doing all the making the wrong decisions and being a better person. But I just wanted to thank you all for paying for me to go to Teen Spec. Thank you.
Amen. We love you, Maya. Clinton, come on up, Clinton. Come on up, buddy. Amen. We love Clinton. Hey, see my buddy. Nice up and close.
Yeah, chair.
First of all, I want to thank all the people that prayed for us to go to Teen Spec. And I also want to thank for I got paid to go to Teen Spec. And I want to thank all those people that prayed and put in money to the offering to get us to go to Teen Spec. Teen Spec was really fun. I went skiing, and when I went skiing, I sort of fell one time and rolled the rest of the way down the hill. And my favorite preacher was Brother Randy. And what he was preaching was about the penny. I don't have really a lot of details about it, but it really spoke to my heart. And just brain fart. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, and I want to thank all the youth pastors that were there. They helped me when I was at bad times. And Friday was the most time when I shared from my heart to the rest of the teenagers. And my father, when I was real young, he abandoned me and went to Michigan when we were in Florida. And he texted my brother on Facebook saying you're sorry, that he was sorry. And I forgave him this week. And I just want to thank you. Thanks.
We love you, Clinton. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for being. Man, it takes courage to get up here. It takes courage to get up here and say anything, but it takes even more courage to get up here and share your heart. We appreciate that, buddy. Nick, come on up, Nick. Right in the middle of everybody. Squeeze through. Excuse me. Come on, Nick. Doesn't he look nice tonight? Yeah. Come on up, buddy.
I want to thank all the people came and took off time from their job with no pay to come and stay with us. And I especially want to thank my grandparents for paying for me and my brother to go and share what I thought was the best time on this trip, which was, it wasn't even at Teen Spec, it was the day before when these two When these kids' father had died, they were still in church smiling, and they were there the whole week. And I just thought that was very inspirational, and I want to thank all of you. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. We love you, Nick. Hey, teenagers, when you do come up, we want to make sure everybody can hear. I know sometimes if they stand a certain way, so get as close as you can to the mic and talk nice and loud. Taylor, come on up, Taylor. And give your testimony. She gave me a dirty look. She gave me a dirty look. Okay, just so everybody knows. All right? And so up as close as you can to the mic and talk nice and loud.
Yeah, I'm moving that up. Hi, guys. First, I just wanted to say thank you guys for your prayers, and especially the workers, mainly Jordan and Marissa, because they're the ones who had to deal with me all week. So thank you. I want to thank the people who helped pay for me to go, especially because that was a big help. We went, it was really fun, actually. It was my first year going. It was a new experience for me. The preaching was really great. I went tubing because when I saw a skiing hill, I already knew there was a 50-50 chance I was going to die on that thing. So I went tubing. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure my favorite message is when I think it was Brother Randy who was preaching it, and it was on how we are all valuable to God. So that was good. The preaching was great, but Friday night was really the one that really helped me through, because hearing all of my friends' testimonies that I didn't really even know about really kind of inspired me, because I figured if all that stuff can happen in their past and they can still praise the Lord like they do, then that makes me feel like I can do that too. So I decided that I'm going to listen to better music and try to praise the Lord every day and read my Bible more. Yeah, as you can see, I kind of lost my voice during this trip, so that was fun for all of us. I just want to say thank you guys again.
We love you, Taylor. Awesome job. Ashley's coming right now, and Ashley gave her testimony.
Okay, so this is my third year going, Pastor Donald?
Huh?
My third year going? No, I did not go the first year they went. He's a nut. Like, seriously. And so, like, my favorite part up there was probably the ride up. We were, like, throwing toilet paper and stuff in Pastor Don's van. So when we first got there on Wednesday night, I didn't know it at the time, but one of their members had passed away. And then one of the nights, I don't remember what day it was, my favorite speaker up there, Brother Jeremiah Young, did a recording of when he was still alive. And one of them was, if you could tell today's teenagers in one breath, what would you say? I want the teens to read their Bible and pray every day and get closer to God. Even with him being sick with cancer, he was still in church. So I want that to be said about my life. Even if I get cancer, I want to be in church. I want to say thank you to Pastor Donald, Miss Marissa, Miss Celine, who's not here tonight, Miss Jordan, Miss Angie, Keith and Mr. Bryce for just taking us up there. I want to thank my mom and dad for letting me go. I want to thank Pastor for allowing us to go. Thank you.
Thanks. Great job, Ashley. We love you, Ashley. Ivory, come on up. Ivory's up next. You can do it, kiddo. Come on. You can do it. And yeah, look at you, get two rounds of applause. Great job. Come on up, Ivory. You can do it.
I'm going to help you. I'm going to tell you what to say, okay?
you. You can do it. It's Darlene, preacher. Remember Darlene? Yeah. Young lady in our youth group growing up, same way. So I want to say thank you. Close your eyes. Just say
thank you. Close my eyes. It's not going to help.
Okay, just say thank you. Okay. Just say thank you.
Okay, I want to thank the church for paying for me to go to Teen Spec this year for the very first time. And the preachers, they were awesome. I just wanted to say that. Obviously, I was not paying attention half of the time. But, yeah, that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Bye. Good luck, Ivory. Angel's coming up right now. Come on, Angel. Angel's coming up. And it gets nervous up here. It's a big auditorium. When I used to have testimony service at our church, we were in a much smaller building. This is huge. So I know it's a lot. Some of them, it's their first time ever getting up behind, speak in front of everybody. So come on up, Angel.
I never spoke in front of the whole church, so this kind of nervous, but I just want to start off saying thanks, Pastor, for allowing us to go to Teen Spec. This was my first Teen Spec. Thanks for everybody who paid for me to go. At first, when I went, I didn't really like it. I wanted to come home, like, the first night. I was kind of, like, homesick because I'd never been out of Jackson. But once I got to be in there, I kind of liked it. We were all in a room praying, and I think before the night, but I don't remember. But we was all praying and hearing people's stories. You don't really think about how much you just say, how much you hate your life and stuff. And then hearing other people's stories, it just makes you think, wow, I've never been through what they've been through. So I just thank God for what I've been going through and Him helping me. When I was on Teen Spec, I prayed. I made a bad decision. It's over and done with. You can't take it back. But one of the pastors preached about being pure. And when we was praying, Miss Angie and Miss Jordan was praying with me. And before I could get the words out, I started crying. I made a decision that I know I could have waited for, but I really don't know why I did it. I guess because maybe I thought He was the only one who loved me. And so, kind of think about it, I wish I would have waited, but things happen, and you just don't know why things happen. But after hearing a pastor message and talking to Miss Marissa, I decided to stay pure and wait until God gives me somebody that's really going to love me. Before Teen Spec, I had, like, this wall around me. I was, like, depressed and sad all the time. I used to cut myself because it was, like, I didn't really trust God. I didn't trust anybody. But I made a promise to God that I started reading my Bible more and trusting in Him. Because at the end of the day, God is going to always be there for you, no matter what your struggles and downfalls is. And I just want to say thanks again.
We love you, Angel. Awesome job. Mark, come on up, buddy. And this is Mark's last year of Teen Spec, graduating in springtime. And he had a great time. So come on up, buddy.
Good evening, everybody. I'm not as short as everybody else. I'm So this is my fourth and final year being able to go to this conference and hear these great men of God speak and how awesome that was. And we all heard Pastor Rich's joke about we needed a sack lunch for Pastor Jenkins. Who's all heard that man preach? He can go for a couple hours, 35 minutes. That was it. I thought the Lord was coming. I really did. 35 minutes from Pastor Jenkins. It was unbelievable. So, the theme was based off of the new big hit Hollywood movie, Star Wars, The Force Awakens. And the theme was Teen Awaken Spec. That's how they had it spelled out. And Pastor Jenkins had said, we need to realize that this conference is not about the movie. That's not why we have this set up. What we want you to realize is it's time for an awakening. The scripture that they used was Romans 13, verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. I'm getting ready to embark on probably the most scariest and greatest journey of my life. Most of you have been praying for me for my schooling. I've asked you as a church for support, and I received my acceptance letter for Golden State Baptist College to attend there in the fall. The departure date is September 7th, just so you are all aware. I really do covet your prayers, and I am thankful for that. I do thank you all for praying for these teenagers and for me as well as we were off on this trip. One of the messages was on prayer, and that was Brother Steve Cox. Pastor, you would have loved him. He had only 5 points, but 27 sub-points. But he was preaching on prayer, and he said, some of us have praying folks at home. And I think I can speak for the whole youth group. It comforted me to know that you guys are back here praying for us. That was amazing. And Friday night, everybody's mentioned it. Just the Holy Ghost stepped in and intervened and worked in our life. And it was just in a hotel room. There wasn't Brother Jenkins there. Pastor Cox wasn't there. Brother Dignan wasn't there. It was just us. And it happens every year. The first year I went, it was amazing. I had never seen that before because the first church that I remember growing up in was a little tiny itty-bitty country church. And the pastor telling this all the time. And then we were at Harvest, and I was a little younger when it was still North Sharon, and I didn't really know what a youth group was. So the first year I went, it was amazing. Seeing that, and the Holy Ghost has worked every Friday since. Just in that little hotel room when we're all together praying for the week and for the couple of days that are still left. And, you know, it's amazing to sit here and think that 4 years ago, 4 years ago yesterday, I surrendered the call to preach. I remember Thursday we got there because we hadn't gone early that year. I think we only started last year. Last year we started going earlier. Okay. So, you know, we hadn't started going early. So, you know, you have to wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning in order to get here so you can get there on time. But we're Baptists, so we never ended up there on time anyway. So, you know. So Thursday they preached just about being a better Christian, and it was, you know, just thrown out there about answering God's call, and something was said about stepping up to be a preacher, and that's, you know, I just want to make sure that isn't what He wants me to do with my life. You know, all my life I've been called a preacher boy, so I wanted to make sure that I wasn't serving me or anybody else but God. Friday, He was starting to knock a little bit harder on my heart, and at that point it was starting to be me. no, I don't want to do that. I'm not sure that's what you want me to do with my life. I really don't think that's a good idea. And then Saturday, Pastor Jenkins got up there and preached for 3 hours, amen. And I finally just said, all right, that's it, you win. I'll do whatever you want. And it wasn't really until we got back home that I had finally decided that that's what he was calling me to do. So just awesome to think about that 4 years ago, I had no idea that I'd be leaving for college in 6 months. It never crossed my mind that 4 years ago that I would be behind one of these things with the Word of God in front of me. Standing in front of you all. So I definitely appreciate your prayers. I was able to fund myself for going. But I do thank you all for financially supporting these teenagers behind me. Because now that I'm getting ready to leave, there has to be a young man that has to step up and lead these guys as the next generation to come. Brother Judah preached on that. And you all who financially and spiritually gave, you all have a part of that now. And that's amazing to think about. I want to, you know, Brother Shirley said, you know, we should all strive to be like Jesus, and that's true. But at a side note, I hope to be like you one day. Just a faithful church member, prayer warrior. We wouldn't have made the decisions we made if you weren't praying for us. Because the walls around our heart would have stayed up. And Brother Pastor Donald said something Friday, and I completely agreed with him. We weren't there yet Thursday afternoon. We just weren't quite there as a youth group. I was trying to make decisions, trying to let the Holy Spirit intervene and just work from there. But Friday night after everybody had shared their heart, it was so much easier to make a decision for God Saturday afternoon. So that was definitely amazing. And just again, thank you, church, for praying for us, being there for us. I definitely appreciate that. And I'll let the next one come.
Amen. Thank you, Mark. We love you, buddy. Amen. Jonathan, come on up. Come on up, Jonathan. Jonathan, first year. And did a great job, nice and loud, buddy, right up to the microphone. And, got it, buddy.
Okay. First of all, I just want to thank everyone for praying for us, and because that's really important. And I just want to thank you guys for paying for us, too, because that's really important, too, because that's why we went. And I also, I mean, I want to say I had, like, this was, like, the funnest time like I ever had. We went skiing. I will thank Keith because he helped me. Like, we were going down, they had like a bunny hill for beginners, and I was a wreck. I almost hit a girl. I felt horrible. And then I just had a great time hanging out and swimming and doing all activities. And I also want to say, the preaching was great. It was like the best preaching I've ever heard. And one preacher, there's two preachers that prayed on prayer, and it was Steve Cox and Pastor Jenkins, I think. And that really just, it made me think about how much I pray. And I thought, and I kind of just thought about, well, normally I pray when I eat, that's all I pray. But kind of made me think, I mean, prayer is important, because think about it, prayer can save someone's life if you pray. And also, and I say that I'm going to pray more because that's really important. I need to do that. And I also just thank you guys again for praying for us and paying for us. And so, thank you.
Love you, Jonathan. Great job, man. Aiden's coming up. Don't fall down the steps, okay?
I just want to thank you guys for paying, not only paying for us, but more importantly, the prayers, that we could have a good drive there, no one could get hurt. And I know that on our way back, we saw one of the churches that was there, their bus broke down, not very far off the highway on our way back. And just, I don't know if what happened to them, I didn't hear anything, but just pray for them. My favorite activity was skiing, And just pray for Eddie as he broke his wrist. And the food was really good. We had pizza a lot, but I'm not complaining. But the most important thing, and the whole reason why we went there was the preaching, as you all know. And Brother Randy is my favorite preacher in there, probably the best preacher I've ever heard. No offense, Petey. And I remember he was preaching about Isaiah and how God was talking to Isaiah, and God went to Isaiah, and Isaiah turned around and saw the angels up in heaven, and he said, "Woe is me, woe is me." I remember Brother Randy just saying, "Holy, holy, holy," and printing it in the back of my head, front of my head, and all over the place. And I remember when Brother Cox was preaching about prayer, and how a lot of us just pray when we're eating. We need to pray more. Pray before we go to bed. Pray before anything. Pray when we wake up. Just pray. And I know I make a lot of decisions every year, and I think the real reason that I haven't been keeping the decisions is because I had a big fire with a little wax. And now I have a huge, humongous fire with more wax than that can fit in this church. And I'm going to keep my decisions. And I want to thank you guys for praying for us and paying for us. And thank God for dying on the cross for us. Thank you.
Love you, Aiden. Great job. Kennedy's coming up. Come on up, Kennedy. And glad you got to come this year. You've been doing a great job so far, guys. Keep it up. Kennedy, come on.
All right. I just wanted to start by saying thank you to all of you who prayed for us and for praying for us. I enjoyed going swimming and snowboarding. My favorite message was talking about not being embarrassed about loving the Lord. And I would have to say that the part I liked most about Team Spec was on Friday night when we all sat down and prayed together. Also, I liked the night because we learned a little bit about each other. So, thank you.
Love you, Kennedy. Great job. Caitlin Lawley's coming up. Caitlin's first year as well. Come on up.
I just want to thank all of you for praying for us as we were traveling and all the people that helped paid for us to go. I thought the funnest thing was skiing for the first time. Not that it'd be wonderful, but I was horrible. And I got stuck. I went down a hill, and I got stuck. I couldn't get back up, and then Keith helped me, which was wonderful. The coolest thing that I thought was when Pastor Randy Digman was preaching, and he kept doing cartwheels. The sermon that spoke to me the most was when Pastor Stephen preached about praying. And how praying is just as important in our daily lives. And I haven't been praying as much as I should, and I decided to pray more. I want to thank all of the leaders for taking time off of work and investing in us teens, and I appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to going to next year.
We love you, Caitlin. Great job. Garrett, come on up, buddy. Another first-timer. We had a lot of first-timers this year, and they all did great. Come on up, buddy.
I want to thank all of you for paying for us to go to Teen Spec. It was really fun. But I made a bad decision and a good decision. The bad decision is I decided to go snowboarding. And the good decision is I will never go snowboarding again. But Friday night was the best part of the whole time because I realize I complain too much about stuff, and some of these people back here that have been inappropriately abused and stuff, and I realize my problems aren't so bad compared to theirs. So thank you.
Love you, Garrett. Great job, buddy. Avion, come on up, man. And Avion's been going a couple of years.
Hi guys, I'm Avion. You guys, I thank you guys for paying for me. You guys, I really do, because I see my mom works really hard, so does my dad. And I know you guys do the same. You work really hard, and you prayed for us. You wanted us to go to learn more about God, and I thank you for that. And we had a great time, and not really with the skiing. But I was skiing, and I was heading down this hill, and Bryce here, he was riding with me, and Andrew's going down, she was like flying down the hill, and Bryce here passes me. I'm like, no, I'm passing you. And this, I don't know how he didn't fall. He's fallen so many times, it's not even funny. And so I'm sitting here, and I'm like, I come this close from passing him, and I tumble, fall, and like all myself, my sticks was back, and this guy goes, man down, man down. And I was like, man, I'm sitting here, and my hands were like freezing, couldn't feel my hands, and I'm like this, like looking like some cougar trying to grab some sticks. And I'm like sitting here, and it was like really cold, and this guy, he was still going, and then as I'm going by, went down the hill before I crashed, he flies and goes off a hill where we were supposed to stop, and he's like, oh no, oh no, and almost falls. Almost falls. But I had fun skiing. It was really cool. First time I went snowboarding, I'm never doing that again. I'm promising you that one. And but it expired me. And on Friday, we had like a really good night. Everybody was in the room, and everybody here that's behind me, it was really sad. It was depressing that the things they went through was really, like, I didn't know about them, and it was really sad. And like my brother said, I started and about telling about my dad, and he wasn't really there, and he started crying, and then I was like, man, I got to hold on in there, because I was about to, like, shed a tear. I'm like, no, get back in there. And, like, I started crying. I was like, man, and then he was, Pasciano, he was like, keep going, and, like, it encouraged me, and I forgave my dad. And like he said, the day before he went to start teens back, he messaged me. He was saying he was sorry for everything he did. And I kind of didn't want to accept it. I didn't really want to accept it at all because he's never been there for me. And when Petey was talking about in there, he was like, you should forgive people that have done wrong. You should forgive them. You should, because the devil's gotten control of them, and you don't. And you need to help them know that God's there for them. And it inspired me that night. And then I went in the room, and it was like almost 2 o'clock in the morning. We were doing testimonies, really long testimonies. Tristan did one, I did one, Bryce did one, and Garrett did one. And we had a really good testimonies. And we were up to like 3 o'clock, and it was crazy at night. Like, we fell asleep. So this kid Garrett that you just saw was passed out. This guy had his hands like this. Just like this. And a few days ago, we were going to put on Tristan here. Big guy. We were going to put fingernail polish on his toes. And we were going to shave his legs. Couldn't do that because he kept putting socks on. So we were like, might as well do it to Garrett. So we go up to Garrett. Bryce goes up to him. He starts fingernailing his nails with fingernail polish. And we're like, he looks like a beauty, man. Sitting there. And then Tristan was like, let me finish. We got all this done except his thumb. He has his thumb tucked in. And then he, like, this guy was like half awake, half asleep. Looked at it, got up, put his hand, I don't know how he didn't see his hand, he was like this with the fingernail polish, put it down, and he's half awake, half, like, no, he's like not even awake, and he's like staring at us like some zombie. He was like, and he like, we were laughing going inside, and he was like, so he lays back and puts his hands behind his back, and has his thumb out, and he got fingernail polish over his neck, and it was funny. So we painted his thumb next, and he got up, and he seen fingernail polish, and he's like, what'd you guys do? We were like, look at your hands, man. And he was like, no, you didn't. And it was funny, and we had fun, and then, like, later on, okay. we had Nick and me, we were up figuring out Bryce's thumb because we were getting payback for Garrett. He scraped it off in his sleep. It was funny. Yeah. And I just want to thank you guys for that. Thank you.
We love you, Avion. Very much. Tommy, come on up, Tommy. Glad you got to come, buddy. And come on, buddy. You got it.
Okay. First of all, I got to thank a couple of people. As my brother said, our grandparents paid for us to go. But they're in Georgia enjoying the weather. And the youth preachers for taking their time off work to come with us and help us. And it was a lot of fun, the skiing. I thought it was going to be easy. I went down the hill right outside the door. I thought it was the easy one. I fell about 25 times. I had a hole in my pants. Walk of shame back to the hotel room. Everybody appears, they're all saying like who their favorite preacher was. But mine didn't get to go. He's up there, Pastor Rich. He's pretty cool. And if he came this morning, he was preaching about being thirsty. We didn't really get to drink that much because they didn't have sinks and stuff. They didn't have drink fountains in the room. I thought I was thirsty. Jesus was thirsty. I just had a lot of fun. Thank you guys for helping us to get there.
I told the teenagers this morning, I said, we had Sunday school and we just talked about what we're going to do tonight. All right? Well, I'm good. But I told them, I said, you know, God worked in your hearts at Teen Spec. He worked in your heart. Listen, guys. He said he worked in your heart on Friday night and in the services. But I said, it shouldn't stop there. I said, God wants to work in your heart every Sunday morning, every Wednesday night, every Sunday. Every time the Word of God is preached, your life can be changed and God can speak to your heart. So I appreciate that, Tommy. Great job, buddy. Madison, come on up. Come on up, Madison. She can do great. This is Madison's first year as well. And come on up, sis.
Hi. First of all, I want to start out by thanking everybody that sponsored Teens to Go and prayed. And I want to start off by, I was molested by my grandfather. And I don't remember who it was, but they mentioned to don't let your past take over your future. So I asked God to help me with that. I want to say my favorite verse. It's Psalm 31:24. It's, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all that hope in the Lord. Without hope, you really don't have anything.
And these teens back here, Friday night, there was so much that I did not know about them. There's some of them that I share stories with. Thank you.
We love you, Madison. Thank you, sis. Abigail, come on up. Come on up, Abby. You guys are doing a great job so far.
Thank you for all your prayers. Thank you for paying for us. And I had fun. Tubing was fun. I ran over a kid, but he's okay. Every time I went to the altar, I cried because my dad's not saved, and I prayed that he would get saved. I decided not to give up on his salvation. I'm going to keep praying for him so that he'll get saved. And the food was good, but the preaching was phenomenal. I just prayed for my dad the whole time that he would get saved.
We love you, Abby. Good job. Brookie's going to come. And Brookie's kind of like the honorary member of the youth group. And so.
First of all, I want to say thank you to the church and all of you that donated for us to go. And I want to say thank you to the leaders that came along with us. They're all absolutely amazing people, and they love us to death. And so that was all much appreciated. Well, this is my last year. I'm a senior, and I could probably live at Teen Spec, but I would probably have to buy my own food. Or I would just bring Mrs. Leonard with me. That would work. I don't have any crazy skiing or snowboarding stories to tell because I didn't go skiing or snowboarding, sadly. I have an injured knee, but I got to watch everybody, and that was fun. I got to watch them fall. That was the best. My favorite preacher was Brother Abdel Judah. He's a phenomenal man of God. He has an amazing, humble spirit, and his testimony is absolutely amazing of his father who is not saved. And he preached about being consumed with the Holy Spirit more than being consumed with yourself. And a story that a few have mentioned of Brother Steve Long, who had passed away on Wednesday. His sons, Joshua and Jesse, were there. One of them plays the piano. He's played it here before. And he played the piano Wednesday night, and I went up to him afterwards, and I said, I just wanted to thank you for, you know, still being here, even though your dad had passed away today. And he said something to me, and he said, I'm here because I know that God would want me to be here, and it's what my dad would want me to do. And I thought, you know what? Wow. Some of us won't come to church because, you know, we have a headache. But his dad had died that morning. He was there serving. He was serving God, playing the piano. And he played What a Day That Will Be. And I thought, you know what? Wow. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm praying for you and keep it up. And he was there all week at Teen Spec playing the piano, smiling, and you would have never known. And my brother Grant, he also got to go with me. He's not here tonight. He's visiting my grandpa Jack Miller. His brother is in the hospital right now with blood clots in his lungs, and Grant's up there visiting him. So if you could all pray for my uncle Alan Miller, he's not saved, and he really could use your prayers. So once again, I just wanted to thank you, and I had an awesome time.
We love you, Brooke, and thank you. Jayla, come on up. Jayla's up. Amen. Come on up, Jayla.
Hello. Okay. Can y'all hear me? Oh, okay. Okay, so I wanted to say thank you for paying for me to go to Teen Spec and for your prayers. You guys are the best church family I've ever had. My first time here, you all were very welcoming, and I didn't feel uncomfortable. When I went to Teen Spec, I got saved. Before Teen Spec, I thought I was saved, you know, but when they were talking about getting saved and what you have to do, I was like, I'm not saved at all. But from the last few days of going to Teen Spec, I'm really saved now. I learned that woe, W-O-E, is me, because everyone is equally sinners. And I learned that I was a sinner. And I learned that you can't down others because you won't get anywhere in life. And that, I'm so sorry. I just want to say thank you again. I never really had a dad, if that makes any sense. My dad left me when I was younger. I never really knew why. I was angry at him. I never wanted to talk to him. My mom would be like, talk to your dad, you know? But I didn't want to talk to him. I didn't. But she finally told me why he left. They were married, and she cheated on him. And he left. And I thought it was my fault he left, because I thought my dad didn't want me at all. And my mom finally told me, and I forgave her. Amen. And I forgave my dad. And I have fun. My favorite story was when I went tubing. Me and my friend Angel, we were going tubing, and we were the only two up there screaming our heads off. I was like, I had to stop. I was like, we're literally the only ones up here screaming. Everybody was like, woo! We were like screaming. So I was just like, I love you, Angel. I thought I was going to die. It was so scary. I just want to say thank you for paying for me and praying for me. And I'm glad that you guys believed in me enough to do that. Thank you.
Love you, Jayla. Great job. Come on up, Tristan. Come on up, buddy. A couple more left. Our workers are going to give testimonies as well. So come on up, bud.
Hi, everybody. I just want to start off by saying thank you guys for paying for us to go to Teen Spec and praying for us. And Teen Spec was a lot of fun, and some of the best times were when Garrett fell asleep and we painted his nails, because it was supposed to happen to me, but I lost my voice. But Brother Bryce started painting his nails, and I kind of like grabbed the nail paint and started like going crazy on his nails. And I think I kind of messed it up because I went too fast and it got too thick so he could pull it off. But another fun time was when Eddie was snowboarding. I was actually with Eddie, and we were going down the hill and he kept on falling, so I had to keep on stopping for him. So like the fifth time he fell, I just went down, and I was waiting at the bottom for him. And he gets down to the bottom and falls again. And he unbuckles his boots off the board, and he looks up at me and he says, "Dude, I think I broke my arm." I was like, "No, you didn't. Come on." So he got mad at me and went and turned his board in. So I went with Grant and we finished that. But the best part about it was the preaching. I think before I started going, or before we went, I kind of had the doubt of not wanting to go. I was like double thinking it because exams were the days that I was gone, but the week before we left, I actually ended up getting excited about going, and I knew that I needed to go. And I was doing the best I could at listening to the preaching and getting the most out of the messages, but Friday we had devotions in PD's hotel room, and we all went in there, and God just really started working, and I learned a lot about the newer teens in the youth group and stuff that they go through, and to not think poorly of anybody else, as one of the messages was, woe me. And after Friday, it just really spoke to my heart. And Saturday, Brother Randy Dignan preached, and he used an illustration of pennies. And I actually kept one in my wallet. And he gave us all a penny. And he showed us on the penny how it says, God we trust. And it says liberty and the year. And on the other side, I can't say it right, but it has a saying on the penny. And it means everyone is individual. And just what he said really spoke to my heart. And it really helped me. And ever since Friday night, just it really helped me Saturday to listen to the preaching and get the most out of it. And I just want to once again thank you guys. You guys paying for me to go and praying for us really helped, as we could have went just, we could have had a fundraiser. You guys could have prayed about things that could have been prayed about that may be a little bit more important, but I truly believe that you guys praying for us really made it that much. God spoke to us that much more. You guys really helped. And I just want to say thank you guys.
Thank you, buddy. Great job. Eddie's coming up. Poor guy. Come on.
Thanks, man. I had a lot of fun, even though I went the whole week, apparently a broken wrist. And apparently I'm in trouble because I didn't tell people that it hurt that bad. So, yeah, so I'm going to explain how it happened because I don't feel like doing it 10 times more. I was snowboarding, which wasn't smart, and I was just terrible at it. And one time, I ended up from going facing that way down, which is how you're supposed to do it, standing up facing this way, and I fell down, and that time it really hurt. So, I'm like, all right, so I kept going. I don't know why I did, but I finally decided that it was a good idea to stop, so I did. Not snowboarding again, probably skiing. I had a lot of good memories this year. It was very exciting and also very exhausting, and probably too exhausting that apparently I fell asleep on the toilet. I don't remember how I got there or what happened. Petey said I was sitting there with my head down like this, and he thought I was just sick. I don't remember how I got there. I don't remember anything. So, I had to tell it. It was a good story. You're welcome. Let's get serious. Come on. I learned a lot at Teen Spec, and I used to love to pray, and I even, when I preached up here for like my first time here, talk about how cool it is to pray and how much prayer can do, and I kind of drifted away and I didn't pray at all, really. And I was reminded how powerful prayer is and how amazing of a gift it is to be able to pray and what it can do for other people and how it can affect other people's lives for the rest of our lives. And it wasn't really in a message, but they were talking. One of the preachers said, if you have bad friends, then you need to get rid of them. And I have very good friends at school, and a lot of them don't have support that they need or probably will ever have the support they need. Like, one of my very good friends was caught with as a minor in possession. And one of my other friends, his dad died when he was young. So he has no one to guide him and to give him the right direction and stuff. And I'm not saying I can do that, but I can definitely help him, guide him, and pray for him instead of give up on him and just move away. I know people, preachers say that all the time, if you have bad friends, you need to get away from them. But sometimes you have to, but I believe I can help my friends out and to pray for them and possibly change their lives too. And let God be in control again. And for a while, I didn't really want to hang out with my youth group and stuff. And Teen Spec was very good for me to realize that these are some of the best friends I'm ever going to have. Because you don't get a lot of friends like these in public schools that believe that God should be first and listen to this kind of music and pray for each other and to be able to help each other and stuff. And I've come to realize that this week, and I was reminded how God pretty much told me that how I've been acting lately is not how a future youth pastor should be acting. Like, how I talked, how I acted, how immature I was sometimes, when I do like to be immature. And I was just reminded a lot, and this year just seems very different for me because I knew I was going to stick to what I decided this year. And because usually in my last two teen specs and stuff, long as I stick to it was probably 2 weeks. And that got me nowhere. And thank you for investing in us and praying for us, because if you didn't, my first year going was when I surrendered to preach, and I'm thankful that I was allowed to go there again. And again, thank you for everything you did and praying for us, and yeah.
Amen. Love you, Eddie. And that whole 2 weeks thing, it sounds pretty familiar. It does. So you can do it, guys. Alexis, come on up. In just a few more. Our workers give testimonies as well in a little bit. So come on up. Doing a great job. We're getting there, folks. Appreciate your hearts and listening and encouraging our teenagers.
Hello. My name's Alexis. Just in case you guys didn't know that. I would like to thank all the youth workers who came and invested their time and energy into the trip and being there for us and praying for us. And I'd like to thank everyone else here for praying for us too. And prayer really does work. It's powerful stuff. And trips like this and hearing like our testimonies and stuff, it's not something that's good just for the youth group, but for the church as a whole. We've been told a lot of stories about other churches that revivals had started in, and it was because of the youth group. And so I hope that when we all walk away tonight, when we all leave and we go home, that these testimonies don't just encourage you that prayer works, but that everybody decides to stick to their decisions and that everybody makes a decision to read their Bible and to pray. And then hopefully we can have true revival. Brother Cox, he preached on prayer, as a lot of people have mentioned, and he said a lot of people, they complain about our country and the way things have turned out. And he said the reason things are as bad as they are is because no one's praying. No one's praying like they should. And if we want true revival, then we all need to pray more. And not just for ourselves, not just God help me with this or do this in my life, but we need to be praying for other people too, our parents and our friends and our siblings and the leaders in our country. And so I'm definitely going to start praying more. For the longest time, I didn't really have a desire to read my Bible or to pray, and this trip has helped me a lot with that. And I'd like to ask that all of you continue to pray for us and help, pray that we continue to keep the decisions that we make, because like people have mentioned before, a lot of times we come and we make decisions and we get up here and we tell you, I made this decision, and then 2 weeks later, we're drifting away again. And I don't know if many of you remember my testimony that I gave at camp when I got back from camp, but I said the same thing. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to read my Bible more. And I got away from that again. So I ask that you pray that I can continue with that. And something Brother Cox said that really spoke to me is he said, if everything was in the hands of your prayers, would we be okay? And if everything was in the hands of my prayers, we would be doomed. So I made a decision to read my Bible and pray more. And like I said, those are some things I've struggled with lately, not really having a desire to read my Bible and pray. And hearing everybody's testimonies has reminded me of how good God is. And there's so many people in the youth group who have struggled with a lot of things. And hearing these stories, it just amazes me the things that they've gone through. And God's reminded me a lot of the things that I've gone through, not because... Like, at first I thought, okay, the devil, he's trying to, hurt me and, trying to get my mind off the preaching and stuff. But I realized it was God reminding me of the bad things in my past that I went through that he brought me through and remind me how good he was during those. And my sister mentioned how she was molested by her grandfather, and I was too. And for the longest time, I felt guilty because I didn't say anything when it happened to me. And so when it happened to her, I felt like it was my fault, like I could have prevented it. And then things happened afterwards, and things were really difficult for us. And I blamed myself for that. And I talked to my mom about it a while ago, and she told me that no one blames me for it, but I still kind of struggled with it. And this trip, God helped me realize that it wasn't my fault. And Pastor Donald mentioned Friday, he told us, because there were a lot of people who felt like things were their fault. People mentioned that they felt like it was their fault that their parents had walked out on them. And Pastor Donald told us, he said, it's not your fault. It's the devil's fault. It's because of sin, because of the devil, that those things happen. And him and the other worker, Miss Celine, they both talked about the devil and said, he's the real enemy. And I just kept thinking, the devil's a jerk. And when we got back to the hotel room, after the devotions, we went back to our own rooms, and I was telling the girls in my room, and then, our rooms were conjoined with someone else's, and so the girls, they came in, and I told them, I was like, the devil's a jerk, but look at where we are now. We're in church, we're with a youth group, we're at a youth conference, God's moving, and yeah, the devil's a jerk, but he just got his butt kicked. God worked so much that night, and it was a good time. And I got written down here in my notes, God kicked the devil to the curb, he bounced off a couple snowbanks, and and about my guilt and stuff, and we went to Arkansas a few years ago, and I got reassured of salvation then. And before then, I'd really struggled with my salvation, and I just struggled doubting it. And then but afterwards, after I got reassured of salvation, I had this joy for God that I never had before. And I don't really know why, but that summer, I felt really depressed all the time, and I was really sad, and almost everything hurt, and I didn't really know why. And the only thing that really made me happy, made me feel better, was reading my Bible and praying. And I did it all the time. And looking back now and remembering all the bad things that I went through, even though I was hurting, I feel as if I had more joy then than I have had now. And now, I can smile and happy, happy, joking around and stuff, but I haven't really had the true joy of the Lord because I haven't been reading my Bible and I haven't been praying. But even all the hard times that me and my family went through, I was also telling the people, some of the teenagers, that, yeah, it was bad, but God really used that situation. I think like afterwards our family was a lot closer, and like my parents had called Pastor and talked to Pastor Rich and Pastor Donald a lot and had asked the church for a lot of prayer, and we started coming to church more after that. So I think the situation brought us closer to each other as a family and closer to the church and closer to God. And I was telling them, you can't let your past control your future. You need to just move on and realize that God brought you through it and God's good, and to use those bad situations to help you. Pastor Donald had mentioned Eric Tharp, who had died in a car accident a while ago, and how his brother was in the car, and he had the choice to either let that situation ruin his life or he could learn from that situation and use it to help him. And that goes for all of us. Friday night was especially one of the best nights. Hearing other people's testimonies and everything that they've gone through, it inspired me to trust in God more, because a lot of them have gone through things that I couldn't even imagine going through. And I also realized that there's so many people in the youth group who have gone through things that I've gone through, and there's a lot of people in the youth group who have talked about their dads walking out on them or their moms walking out on them, and no one really realized that we had those things in common. And yeah, each situation is a little different, but I think that night brought us closer together as youth group, because we realized, hey, you know, this person went through the same thing, and like that we can trust each other and count on each other to be there for each other and to lift each other up. And that night, just God really showed up and reminded me that He's good and He's there for me, and prayer works, and He can beat the devil, and the devil ain't gonna win, and he's already lost. Tony Shirley, he's saying, "Jesus never fails." And the one part of the course says, "You might as well get thee behind me, Satan, you cannot prevail, because my Jesus never fails." And anytime he sings, like, it just, God really works through him, and all the preachers really, like, when he sings, it's really powerful. And, like, I believe that the desire for reading my Bible and praying and witnessing more came back because I saw how excited all those other preachers got. And I see Randy Dignan up there when people are preaching, like, he gets really excited and he's amening, and then when things get, like, really good, like, he stands up with his Bible and I'm like, woo! And, like, he gets excited and he does cartwheels, and, like his face gets all red, and when he's preaching, he kind of gets raspy and he's, like, yelling. He's like, that deserves a cartwheel right there. And, like, I've heard people were like, well, I don't like loud preaching, and I can't believe he does cartwheels. But he doesn't do it for the show. Like, he does it because he gets excited. And sometimes, like, I want to get up and do cartwheels while he's preaching, but I'd, like, fall and get hurt, and it wouldn't be good. And, again, hearing everybody's testimonies and what they've been through, and for the and how good God has been for them, and being reminded of how good He's been for me, and again, I decided I'm going to read my Bible more, I'm going to pray more, and just trust God, and yeah, He's good. Thank you.
Thank you, Alexis. We love you, Alexis. Great job. Awesome, awesome. Mackenzie's coming right now, and many of you may not know Mackenzie, a young lady that Miss Sheila's been bringing. She was saved a few weeks ago, and she's going to come give her testimony.
I just want to say that Teen Spec is very encouraging. And before I went there, I was saved. I am saved, but I wasn't truly living for God. I wasn't really there. I want to thank all of you for praying for me. And thank you for praying for our youth group. And thank you for sponsoring us, because that means a lot. I'm going to go back in my life a little bit. A life where I used to know God, and something happened, and I left God's side. My testimony is going to be about prayer and forgiveness. Like, because those are the two things that I heard at Teen Spec that touched me truly. In the past, my smile was fake. I was scared of every guy that I passed because I was molested by my uncle. I was 7 years old, and it stopped when I was 10. I had a whole bunch of anger and sadness and hurt built up. I was scared. I just didn't want anything to do with anybody. I didn't want anything to do with Jesus. Whenever I heard God's name, I got sad. I got mad. I didn't want anything to do with God. It was almost like I built a wall around my heart. I wouldn't let God in. I wouldn't let anybody in. I didn't trust anybody. My aunt didn't even believe me. And she made it so that some of my family members thought of me to be a liar. This wall took over me, and I didn't even want to think about Jesus. During Teen Spec, yeah, I cried. I cried a lot. I was touched. During Teen Spec, I was encouraged, especially when I seen, like, my friends, the other teens, go to the altar faithfully. I sat there in my seat and I cried. I cried knowing that if I were to keep this wall around my heart, I would never be happy. I would never have the love for God and the love that God had for me. I would never let that in. Until I went to the altar, I just wasn't going anywhere. And then that's when I figured that out. I went to the altar and I asked God for forgiveness. I went to the altar and I asked God, forgive me and come by my heart and break down that wall and love me and hold me so that I know that He would always be there. During Teen Spec, I was touched in such a way that whenever I hear Jesus' name now from the mouth of anybody, I get excited. Happiness fills my heart. My heart that wouldn't let the only one that truly loved me in. But God broke down that wall because I sincerely prayed. I went to the altar and I sincerely prayed to God to come into my life. I decided to ask God to help me forgive my uncle for what he did to me. I prayed with Pastor Donald. I prayed at the altar. I forgave my uncle. I realized that prayer does, it truly works. So I'm deciding to do more of it. Today, I can truly smile. Thank you.
Thank you, Mackenzie. We love you, Mackenzie. And we have a few more testimonies. I wanted to share with you folks just shortly. Friday night devotions, we do it every year. And this year they did something a little bit differently with the schedule during the basketball tournament, so we had a little bit more time. It wasn't as late. And it's I always get a short challenge, scripture, whatever the Lord gives me, and really pray about it. And I share it with the teenagers, and then I ask them. In certain years I've said, everybody's going to say something. In other years I say, if you'd like to say something, I'm going to. It's one of those things that I really try to completely follow the Holy Spirit 100%. I don't like to organize it. I just say, man, so that was what we did this year. And Mark mentioned a couple years back how, the Lord really just showed up. And it's hard to explain if you're not there. It's not anything, someone used the word emotional. I said, it's not emotional. Because you can get emotional watching a movie. You can get emotional seeing a sad commercial or hearing a sad story. You can get emotional and start to cry. When I saw these teenagers on Friday night, I shared a thought, and I'm going to share it when it is my turn for my testimony. But when I shared that thought and opened up for testimonies, and teenagers began to talk, and I wanted to say that after Miss McKenzie, because Miss McKenzie, this is her first activity with us ever. She's only been coming for not that long. And she came, and she was the first one, really, to raise her hand. I said, someone want to say something, give a testimony. And not knowing anybody, and really not really even knowing us, Miss McKenzie shared that with us and shared that with the rest of the 35 people in that room. And in her doing that, it caused others to be able to share their story and to be able to open up. And to be able to maybe break down some walls in their life. And that is what Friday night devotions is all about. It's about because they said it. My brother Mark said it. I told the preachers up there on Saturday morning, I said, you know, we are surrounded by some of the greatest youth preachers in America at TeenSpeak. I believe that. I mean, just phenomenal youth speakers. But our teenagers on Thursday and Friday, listen, they were moving. They had great attitudes. There was no problems. But I knew in my heart, I said, man, something's missing. We're moving to the altar, but we're not being moved. You know what I mean? And it didn't take Pastor Randy, who was a great preacher and walks with God. It wasn't Brother Shirley. It wasn't Brother Jenkins, who are men of God that walk with God. But it was a young lady who decided that she was going to get past her fear and open up, that encouraged the rest of these young people to be able to do the same thing. And that is what Friday Night Devotions is all about. We're going to have our youth workers speak now. I'm going to have Brother Bryce come up. And we have another teen that's going to speak in a little bit, but I'm going to mix it up a little bit. Bryce is going to come up. And Bryce's first year with us was a huge help. And besides the whole nail polish thing that I just found out about tonight. So.
So first of all, thank you. You know, I was thinking about it earlier. It's just money just to send these kids. But the decisions that they make is going to be forever. I mean, really, I didn't get to spend a lot of the time with the girls, you know, of course. But, like, these guys, phenomenal. Phenomenal. The time that we spent together was just amazing. The group of guys that I had in my room, there was a few of them that just... they kept asking questions. There was one point in time, of course, we try to keep it quiet after midnight, you know, and that's kind of hard, especially with guys. But really, they just kept asking question after question after question. What happens here? What happens there? And you know what? We break out the Bible and you just start reading. You know, really, it was, I remember at one point in time, it was after 3 a.m., just reading the Bible, just talking about how good God is. Really, I want to thank you for sending these kids. I've got so many memories. Caitlin walking into the wrong room. I mean, honestly, it was the first time I ever went skiing in my life. And these kids were doing so much better than me. Angie, she's amazing at what she does. But she told me to go down, and she told me not to do it a certain way, and that's the only way I could do it. Because that was the slowest way I could do it. I fell down once, not many times, once. Hold on, actually that's a lie. I fell down twice. The first time wasn't too bad. But the second time it took the wind out of me. And it hurt so bad that I wanted to cry. But really, you know, as much fun as we had, there was nothing better than Friday night. Absolutely nothing better than Friday night. These decisions that they made, the decisions even that I made, hearing some of these people's testimonies, these young adults' testimones, really, is it's scary. I thought I had it bad. Nothing. Nothing compared to what I heard this weekend. Absolutely nothing. And you know, I even complained a little bit in my life, probably a lot. But I had nothing to complain about. And it was just phenomenal. The camaraderie that we had this past weekend and the time that we spent together. Although there may have been a few hiccups, the devil was there. He was trying. He really was. But honestly, on Friday night, I saw all the girls crying, weeping together, just weeping about the things that they've talked about, given their testimonies. And these guys, you know, as men, it's oftentimes, don't cry, don't cry. There wasn't a service that I didn't cry. There wasn't a service that some of these guys, they were just up there just bawling their eyes out. But really, these decisions, it's our job as adults to push them forward, to keep them going, to keep praying for them. And to hold them up to those decisions. How's your praying? How's your prayer life? You know, how are you doing in school? How are you telling your friends? Are you bringing your friends to church? Things like that. There are so many things as adults that we need to do to keep these kids moving. And like Pastor Donald said, yeah, this is my first time, honestly, first time doing anything with a bunch of teen groups or with a bunch of teens like this. And it humbled me. It really did. It moved me. Pastor Donald said this the other day, that there was, come Friday afternoon, a lot of us were being moved. Sorry, forgive me. A lot of us were moving. We were going down to the altar and praying. But none of us were moved till Friday night, until we heard that one testimony from Mackenzie. And it just broke out like a fire. Really, it did. And like many people have said, you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know what it was like unless you were there. It was just phenomenal. Thank you guys for what you do. I've been here 9 months, and this is by far the best church I've ever been in. I love it. Love it dearly. Thank you for what you guys do. I just ask that you just keep on them. Just stand behind them. Keep praying for them. Thank you.
Thank you, bro. Love you, man. Miss Jordan's going to come at this time, and they were such a huge help to us and a blessing to our teens. So come on.
Really long time since I actually had to come up here and give a testimony, since I was in youth group, so everything's coming back. Thank you so much for everyone who gave money to these teens to go in for praying. The prayers were so appreciated, because what happened Friday wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for all of you who prayed. And I know that on like Thursday and like the Friday morning and afternoon, it just seems like, there was something just stopping people. Just like there was just kind of like a wall, or just that something that just like they're kind of like almost blocking the Holy Spirit. But and so I know that a lot of us workers were just praying and praying, even throughout the messages, just that walls would get broken, and just that they would make honest decisions. And Friday night came, and like just like it's toward the end, and it's just like you're glad for the ones that have made decisions, but you just there was just that feeling that something was still stopping it. And Friday night came, and that's when God answered prayers, and the Holy Spirit was in that room, and everyone just, they were able to share stories and just realize that they weren't alone, that they have people in their youth group to support them, and that God is there to support them. And I'm just so thankful for all the prayers, because like I said, if you weren't praying, it wouldn't have happened. And it was on Friday that the message about praying happened, so God just worked all that out in his perfect timing. And so and it encouraged me too to pray more. We can all pray more. I can definitely improve in my prayer life. So that was just an encouragement too, and thank you all.
Thank you, Miss Jordan. We love you guys. Miss Angie, come on.
I am so thankful that I got to go with these amazing teens. It was 4 years ago, right?
Four?
Yeah. 4 years ago that I went for the first time, and my life was changed forever. And I stood up here and I gave my testimony. And this year I got to go with these group of teens, and it was amazing. And the girls that I had in my room, it was just so great. And I just loved it so much. And yes, it's so much fun. You get to go skiing and play games and all of that. But the preaching is the most important part. And God was definitely there. And Friday night, like everybody said, it was, you can hear about it, but to be there, it was definitely something. And I just thank everybody that prayed and everybody that paid for the ones that couldn't pay for themselves. And just, yeah.
Thank you, Miss Angie. And now come on up, Miss Marissa.
Oh, that's my phone.
I know time. I have to pull the mic down because I'm short. I want to thank everybody who helped us get there and who helps me get things ready, and for Mrs. Kirkland and all the ladies that helped her get lunch together, and for the sweet notes that you sent them in their lunches that started the encouragement from the beginning. And I want to thank everybody who prayed for them to go. Prayer is such a huge part of it. And like Jordan said, everything that was accomplished wouldn't have happened without your prayers. But also for the ones of you who sacrificed and donated to our teenagers. I know some of you went without maybe something special that week or whatever to pay for some of them to go. And we appreciate that so much. There was decisions that were made that week, this week, that are going to affect their life forever. And it's so eternal, and we're so thankful. And I loved all the preaching this week, and me and my husband were praying before we got there that, you know, God would just get all over the youth group and start a fire going. And so Wednesday night came, and it was a whole message about Jesus, and it was just such a perfect starter for the next couple days. And Thursday came, and there was a little bit of movement, but not too much. And Brother Judah got up and he said, you know, I'm traveling around and I'm preaching, and I feel like there's a fog amongst the teenagers now, and it's just like nothing is getting there. And I felt that fog in our youth group for the next 2 days. And I remember going to my husband and just crying, and we were both praying, like, Lord, just please work. We know you can. They just need to let you. So we were just really praying, and we brought a lot of teenagers that have huge things in their past that have happened to them, and they have big walls up and a lot of protective barriers put up, and they don't trust anybody and they don't trust God. And so it was really difficult, but we prayed, and then we got together as a youth group and we prayed, and then we had devotions that night, and my husband is giving devotions, and I was sitting next to him as he was giving it, and I prayed. I said, Lord, please just send the Holy Spirit and let us feel him so thick in here that we don't have, nothing else can happen but what needs to happen. And we went through a couple testimonies, and then Mackenzie raised her hand, and I saw the look on her face, and I could tell she was really nervous, and she gave her testimony, and it was just like you could feel the presence of the Holy Spirit just was there. And then one after another, they all started coming, and the barrier started breaking down, and the Lord really started moving and working in the hearts of the teenagers. And it was so precious to see that just one person affected the whole entire thing. And Brother Jenkins earlier that week had told a story of a teenage girl that started a revival in her church by just giving a testimony that said, I love Jesus with all of my heart. And a revival broke out in her church. And God used Mackenzie to have revival to break out in our church just because she was willing to say that she loved God. And it was so sweet to see that happen, and I'm so thankful. So thank you guys so much for praying. Thank you for everything that you do for our teenagers throughout the year, but especially at this time. We're so thankful for you. Thank you.
I know we're almost done, and I promise I won't preach. Thank you for, thank you for that one. I thought I was going to go without, but Brother Al, and I've got a big enough voice where I'm going to get away from this microphone, and I'm going to talk to the teens. I'm going to talk to you as a church too, and just to say this, young people and young ladies in particular, look at me. You're beautiful. Amen. Bryce mentioned about helping these young people.
Yeah. It's true. It's really true, folks. All the camps and all the activities and all the devotions on Friday nights and all those things. But one day, God got a hold of his heart and soul. And I just thank God. I thank God for you as a church, and I mean that with all my heart. The longest services we have as a church, there's no preaching. We do inspirations, and we do things like this. And I feel it's 8 o'clock, folks. We started at 6. Now, I promise you, we'll go to 1:15. We're almost done. It's been so good. I was on the balcony just weeping and praying and jumping up and down. Only they could see me, amen. But you have no idea, young men, what God can do. And ladies, too. You have no idea. God loves you. I appreciate, Angel, your testimony, sweetheart. It was so wonderful. Yeah, it was wonderful. You say, well, maybe you shouldn't say things like that in church. Where else should you say it?
Right.
With your family. With your family.
Yeah.
I'm looking up here and I was joking. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight.
Yeah.
I just love this. Amen. Pastor, now, that's all I want to say to you girls. You're so precious, so beautiful. Fellas, God wants to use you so bad. Oh, man, if you're just there, He can do it. Amen.
We have one more young lady that's going to come give her testimony right now. Kamisha is going to come on up and give her testimony. So, come on up, sweetie. And, we love Kamisha. Many of you know Kamisha and sweet little Kalia. And she's going to give her testimony.
Say thank you to everyone who prayed for me and who paid for me to go to this trip. The thing that spoke to me when I was there was praying. To forgive the people that hurt.
Kamisha wanted me just to share with you folks just. We all know sweet little Kalia, and we appreciate, you know, she appreciates, and I appreciate so much your love for little Kalia and Kamisha. It's very easy to make a judgment call, and not in a bad way, not in a way of being, you know, judging someone, but more of in a way of we see something and we say, oh, this is probably what happened. And looking at little Kalia, we'd think, well, she made a mistake or she messed up. And the truth that she wants us to share, she heard the testimonies on Friday night from Mackenzie and from other young ladies, and she wanted to try, and she said if she couldn't, she wanted me to, but. The truth is that not that Kamisha messed up, but somebody else messed up. Somebody else messed up. And praise the Lord that she kept that baby.
Amen.
Somebody else messed up. And she, on Friday night, when people began to tell their stories, and she began to cry. And listen, our teenagers didn't know this, and most of you folks didn't know this at all. But she began to weep with my wife, and my wife called me over, and this is everybody's praying, and everybody's crying, and everybody's in groups and praying together. And my wife called me over. She was with Kamisha, and she said, Kamisha wants you to pray that God will break down the walls in her heart so that God can use her. And folks, God can use her. And God can use these teenagers. The devotion that I shared on Friday night with the teens was a simple verse from James chapter 3. And people talked about Thursday and Friday, how it didn't seem like anything was happening like it should, and what's going on, and why aren't people really, man, making decisions, and what's happening, and there was drama that was going on, and people were talking about each other, and we were dealing with little issues, nothing big, but just, man, the Holy Spirit was being blocked, and I preached, or not even preached, it's a short challenge from James 3:5 that says, how the tongue is a little member and it boasteth great things, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And I said, you know, our words can hurt people, and our words can block the Holy Spirit and can cause problems where people miss out on what God has for them. But I said, on the other side of things, the words that we use, we can use them to encourage and to help. I said, and you have no idea that your testimony or something you say or something you talk about or share, how it can help someone else. And the verse said, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. I said, you have no clue. You have no clue how your testimony could help somebody else. And I also applied, I said, listen, you have no idea that if you decide to live for God, if you decide to get consumed with the things of Christ, if you decide not to go home and forget about your decisions, but to go home and keep your decisions, but to go home and be in church and be faithful and do your best, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. I said, if just one teenager decides to live for God, give all to God, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And that is when Miss McKenzie raised her hand and shared her story. And then another shared their story. And on it went. And yes, 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 the Holy Spirit of God met with us. I believe that 100%. People say, that's emotional. No, 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 no. That's going and getting God. That's what it is. And folks, God wants to use these teenagers to do great things. Listen, those who got unsaved, we wept for our unsaved family. We wept. And I said, listen, the praying doesn't just happen at Teen Spec. It happens every day. Listen, it happens every day. Those decisions just made at Teen Spec, you got to make them tomorrow. And listen, it's not just it's a daily battle, isn't it, folks? It's a daily battle. And may we never be guilty of being in the wet blanket ministry. No, no. And I appreciate you folks. Hey, we're going to stand behind these teenagers. We're going to push them forward. We're going to encourage them. Hey, we're going to be the example and help them. There's hope for the next generation. There's hope for America. There's hope for our future. If one teen decides, you know what, to stand up. I'm gonna. Brother Jenkins preached on Saturday, the last message. He said, I just want somebody to go get God. Somebody go get God. And listen, these teenagers right now, they're fired up. And we want to stay fired up. People use the phrase a spiritual high. I said, it's not a spiritual high. Because you come down from a high. We're not coming down. No, we're not. Miss Debbie, would you come to the piano and begin to play softly? We're going to pray in just a minute for our teenagers. And folks, I beg you, I urge you, I beg you with all my heart, please, please continue to pray for these teenagers. Please find a teenager to reach out to. Many of you, I spoke with someone this morning who mentioned that as when they were younger, that they went through something similar. You can help. You can help more than just giving. And thank you so much for giving. Listen, many of these teens would not have been able to go had you not paid. And I appreciate that. And we can do even more, not financially, but with our prayers, with our example, with our hearts, giving our hearts to somebody else. I'm going to have our teens right now come down to the altar.
and we're going to pray for our teens. We're going to take time. We're not going to rush this. I know it's late, but I want us to just gather. I'm going to have our parents of teenagers, if you want to come up first and find your teenager first right now. And as the parents come, the rest of us, in just a moment, are going to come and gather around. And we're going to pray for our teenagers that God would use them, that God would give them the strength to keep their decisions, and that we can be a help, and that we can be an encouragement, and that, listen, no matter what happens, no matter what they've been through, no matter what they're going to go through, that God can still use them. As parents are coming, may the rest of us come right now. Gather around, kneel around these teenagers, and pray and ask God to do something. Hey, ask God to do something in our church. Revival can start in our youth and pass on. God wants to do great things in this church, and it may start with our youth group. Find someone to pray. Maybe there's a bus teenager that doesn't have parents here. Maybe we can find one of those bus teens and pray with them.